Hey guys, Cliff from Capes and Scales here for another Ruin a Comic. Today I am with...
Rich.
And...
Tom.
Who have both been on our podcast previously and on things.
I have.
And today, the book we are ruining is Mark Millar's Superman Red Son. So this book ends with a kind of predestination paradox issue. And Superman becoming a good guy because of one line, sort of good guy, Lex Luthor says. This book is kind of universally loved, a Superman story. And so we're going to see how we can make it bad in the sequel to where it kind of ruins all the impact of this book. So do you guys have any ideas on where to start? What we can do to ruin it?
So it ends with him being with... a descendant of Lex sending his son through, like, a wormhole, right? Like, isn't that the basic gist of it? Because Earth's son is turning into a red sun.
Yeah, so Lex develops the technology to live for, like, 1,000 years. And there's, like, world peace and everything, like, throughout. And then the Earth's been around for so long that it's just facing, like, just destruction due to natural causes of the sun not working anymore. So, Lex's descendants, Jor-El, sends Kal-El back in time to fix...
Maddening.
Yeah, to fix the world. So Superman's actually Lex Luthor's great, great, great X number of times, like, grandchild.
Because this version of America didn't have the Terminator movie, so we didn't know that this was a dumb plot point.
Right.
Okay.
So we had a few ideas on our end of, like, what if this Superman, instead of landing in Russia, just landed in Kansas? And then proceeded along the traditional Superman storyline, where he learns, you know, the American values and truth and happiness...
And yet, every time Bruce Wayne's parents die,
you could redo
every timeline ever, but Bruce Wayne's parents always get shot in the face.
Because it's Superman's fault.
But this time, at least Batman has a sweet trapper hat.
Right.
So
because he's in Russia.
It's a step up, I have to say. It's an improvement over classic Batman. So I think that we just, over subsequent him getting sent back, it just gets worse and worse, like the Terminator movies. So the first time he goes back, yeah, whatever, everybody gets blown up. Hal Jordan gets his ass kicked, like in every Elseworld tale for some reason. But then this time you go through, and it's Kyle Rayner instead of Hal Jordan, but he still gets his ass kicked.
So every time, so it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Every issue is a quick recap of the same self-fulfilling prophecy, but it's slightly different every time.
Like, he lands, like, maybe 5 years. Like, it's off by, like, 5 years the next time. So it's, like, instead of, like, 1948, it's, like, 1953. And just, like, maybe the comic just keeps going where Luther just, like, keeps effing it up. And he sends it back to, like, the wrong time. He keeps figuring out how to live forever. But it just gets worse and worse.
His ability to send him through time?
Yeah. Because realistically... it can't be the same Luther that does it the second time. Like, it has to be, like, slightly different circumstances by the time he goes to send it back. So it just gets worse and worse.
So then the people he encounters are slightly different every time also?
Yeah.
Make some of them just vaguely racist more and more as they go. So have you seen the show Future Man on Hulu?
No.
It's amazing. But there's a part of it where the main character who's played by the guy who plays PETA in Hunger Games, actually, he accidentally, like, invades his parents' house in the past, and when he goes back to the future, they're like, some Latino hoodlums broke into our house back in the 50s, which is why we have a shotgun on the wall now.
So all just right.
Have something like that where something's just, like, a little bit more... absurd every time he comes through.
So one time he goes back, and when it plays out, Lex is slightly racist towards one group of people. What if another time when he goes back, instead of meeting, like, Hal Jordan Green Lantern, he meets Bruce Wayne Green Lantern?
Oh man, and very dark and brooding.
And very then angry. Barry Allen's actually Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman's a man. So it's an island of men.
It's an island. All right, all right.
So they just separated themselves because they, like...
They weren't happy with every, you know, yeah. everyone else. Well, they weren't happy with their lifestyle.
It was the It was the football league in regular world. It wasn't good enough. So they needed to break off and do their own football league because they weren't fantasy drafting those terrible players in America.
So the TFL?
Right. The TFL.
The Themyscira yeah. Football League.
Yes.
Yep. Yep, yep.
All right, see if... All right, Barry Allen, Wonder Woman... So,
I can just see Green Lantern Batman just kind of making, like, he's a darker shade of green, and he just kind of makes bats with his ring all the time. He's like, bats are the coolest. He just walks around. So he's
like super emo?
Super emo.
Does that, he uses those to solve like every problem, so there's just like green shit all over the place.
And he just the Batman things just flaps them in people's faces until they just quit. He just like keeps smacking them with the wings. He's like, all right, give up, Batman, give up. And he like flips his hair back over his ear and he's like, oh, I knew you were going to give up.
So then regardless of what Superman encounters or how he encounters the people... Hmm. The story progresses relatively similarly to roughly the same endpoint, but then with a slightly different ending to start over the story again.
Yeah.
So yeah. Instead of just being one ruined sequel, it's just a series of really shitty stories that follow.
Yeah.
That nobody's sure why kept getting put out.
Much like, I like where this is going. It is ruining Red Sun effectively.
Because the issue, right, the inherent issue with time travel is then just letting you know that nothing mattered.
Yeah.
Because it's all going to play itself out.
It's
going to
happen all over again.
This is going to keep looping and looping and looping. And
well, hypothetically, they might eventually get so far out of whack that the loop breaks. And then they go through a wormhole that's near Saturn for some reason and it just becomes interstellar.
All right.
Because that was always the hitch with Interstellar is it's like, well, if it's him the whole time sending messages to himself, like, how do we know this isn't just going to keep happening the same way? But clearly there was a point where that just separated.
But Darkseid and Allfather are just kind of sitting outside of it, just watching it all just go down. They can see the time loop, and they're just kind of like, what are these? I don't even want to invade this
Come on, guys.
Yeah. This is too much even for me.
Yeah. I was going to invade you and take you over, but this is a mess. You guys have some issues.
So in the broken loop, can Darkseid end up being a good guy? He's the one that fixes the loop and gets Superman sent back to the right time. So then he can invade them.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Darkseid fixes the loop.
Yeah. So, but how does he fix the loop?
He just does.
So, okay.
He's just Darkseid. It's fixed.
Yeah.
How about he shows up and he's like, dude, just don't send him back to Russia. No, there's just like aim a little left.
There's a panel.
He stopped the planet from spinning. So it hits Kansas.
Him figuring out it was just a panel with a bunch of dust and somebody thinking like really hard, like a lot of like hard working, and then it's just fixed. So you're not sure what he did, but he did a lot.
He did a lot of it, okay.
Yeah. And he's exhausted.
And he fixed the loop just so he could invade them.
See, yeah. I don't
and
think
we find it, out the entire time he was Pa Kent.
Maybe it wasn't Darkseid that fixed it, though. Because I learned recently that Santa Claus is actually more terrifying than Darkseid in the DC universe.
Yeah.
Given that he will go through all of Apocalypse's defenses to deliver coal to Darkseid every year. So maybe it was Santa Claus who fixed everything.
Wasn't there something where, like... I hope he's making this up, but wasn't there like a Lobo comic where he like duped it out with Superman?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it? Or duped it out with, no, sorry, Santa. Wasn't there something like Lobo versus Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Santa's something else.
Right.
Yeah. Santa fixes it.
Well, you figure if the guy can deliver toys all over the world to like every single child, presumably he can move faster than the speed of light and therefore could go through time.
Nah.
So maybe he catches Superman as he's falling and then takes him back to Kansas. It's like, I've had enough of this stupid shit.
So what you're saying is Santa is part of the Speed Force?
I don't even know if he's part of
it. Like, is he the Speed Force?
He's color coordinated properly. I'm saying it could be true.
It's true. He does have a red, like a mostly red suit.
And he's got a little tassel-y hat, which could flap around behind him as he's running real fast. Be a sure? Cool, yeah, that can be where his lightning comes out of. Is his hat. It's a little fuzzball hat.
Oh, okay.
Or is he running around?
It's not him generating lightning. That's him calling lightning. It's like a lightning rod. All
right. So. Santa fixes the time loop created by Lex Luthor being increasingly incompetent.
Right. Yeah, so to overall recap, it's a predestination paradox that gets slightly different on each subsequent issue, yes, with slight variations to everyone and everything within that,
yes,
but slowly leads towards the same ending. But as the variations get more varied, it breaks the loop to where Santa has to fix the loop so he can properly deliver presents to all the children.
Yes, because this has been frustrating him to no end.
Right, because he's delivering presents to the same people over and over again.
Yeah.
So then you end up with, after these series of sequels, you just end up with this original book coming back out.
Yeah, there we go. It gets back around to... No, it'll just be regular. It'll be like... The end of this is Superman... What was the... Birthright. Yeah, it's just Superman Birthright, where he just lands where he's supposed to land. And you just see Santa in the background, like, finally. Like, I could be done with this.
If they end up delivering... It would be real funny if Red Sun came out in that Superman universe. Like, they tell that
Superman. So that's the gift Santa gives to everyone, is this that story, book, yeah, this book.
It's a very Spaceballsy kind of thing to do.
Very meta. Yeah, I like it.
We're in now. Go back to then. We can't.
So.
And then, basically, we have then created a comic book that just undid itself.
And fixed itself.
And exists, yeah. Boom. I like it. And then Batman can get just increasingly more emo. Wonder Woman gets increasingly more just male.
Increasingly more Barry Allen.
Increasingly more Barry Allen.
Yeah, so wait, does Wonder Woman become the Flash in that situation, though? Do they trade places?
No, she becomes Cyborg.
There wasn't any Flash in this. What if Flash was also Soviet? What if somehow Barry Allen was also in?
He at least Soviet has the Russia. Right color scheme.
Yeah, yeah, and that it, like.
I feel like that just doesn't end well for anyone, though.
That ends up with a lot of crops just given to the leaders. That's all his sole purpose is just take food for himself.
Take food for himself. Yeah, because he's hungry from all that running.
Yeah. And it's a lot of, like, low-calorie crops. So he has to eat a lot of it.
Yeah, because they don't grow very good food.
No.
No, it's a problem with Russia.
This sounds like another topic for us to cover another day, more in-depth.
Okay.
Barry Allen, Red Lightning
Bolt. Red Boy.
Red Boy.
And on Barry Allen Red Boy, thank you all for listening. Again, if you enjoyed it, let us know. If you didn't, let us know. You're going to get more of these.
Whether you want to or not.
Right, whether you want to or not, so just accept it.
May God have mercy on your souls.
You can find me on Twitter at HyperHippo. Email us at capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. Rich, where can people find you?
I stream somewhat regularly on twitch.tv/warwolftv.
Can we find you anywhere else?
I don't Twitter that much anymore.
Doesn't Twitter.
I don't.
And Tom just exists as a person.
I'm right behind you.
If you bump into him, say hi.
It's true, I'm very tall. You'll probably see me.
And have a good day, everyone.
Ha ha ha.